And finally, we remember one of the founding fathers of American gospel music, David Pop Winans, who died last week at the age of 74, is being remembered today in Detroit as patriarch of perhaps the most popular family in gospel music. 55 years ago, David married Dolores Mom Winans. 10 children were born to that union. Little did Pop know that the Winans would one day be, in many circles, a household name, performing and celebrating the gospel as a family group, in duos, and as soloists. Tell me, more recently caught up with the Reverend Marvin Winans, a member of the hit gospel music group, the Winans.
He was our hero long before anyone knew who we were, simply because when we first signed with Crouch Productions, and we were a part of Crouch Production, but we could never get a date as to when we would go into the studio to record. And so Daddy just couldn't take it no more. And he said, "We're going to California, and they'll have to record you when we on the doorstep." And when we showed up, then they said, "Well, okay." And we got in the studio, and that's how the question is came.
Now the question is, will I do his will? And it's
After launching their careers, Pop watched as his sons went on to win 6 Grammy Awards as the Winans, who became one of the most popular gospel quartets of all times, and other Winans groups followed. BB and CeCe, Angie and Debbie, even the grandkids started a singing group. But as a preacher and singer in his own right, it also brought David Winans joy to share the mic with his children. Here's Pop Winans singing "If I Labor" with the Winans.
If I labor,
the Lord is gonna give me a crown.
Yes, He will.
Crown.
Oh, oh, oh.
If I labor,
the
Lord is gonna give me a crown.
No.
Crown.
Oh, yes, He will. I believe I'll work.
Work.
Whether on stage or off, son Marvin said his father, who once worked as a taxi cab driver and a barber, never craved the spotlight, although Pop had a hard time avoiding it.
My father was not a man that sought the light. He was very humble, and he would rather push us out there than for us to have him out there. And when I look at his name scrolling at the bottom of the ABC and NBC morning shows, Pop Winans, I just smiled and said he never knew. He never knew, and he would have never taken any of the credit to himself. He would have just said, "Give God the glory."
David Pop Winans Sr. died last Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 74. Friends and family gathered to celebrate the life of Pop Winans in his hometown of Detroit today. Marvin Winans sat down to talk with our web producer, Lee Hill. Today on our website, you can hear an extended version of that conversation. Just log on to npr.org and click on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.